Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 27, 1805. On their way to make salt. The Corps needs salt, both for their own use and for trade with the Indians. Today they set out to find a place to extract salt from ocean water. To get the maximum amount of salt for the effort, the water must be pure ocean water, not mixed with fresh water. The captains order one party to go make salt and another to hunt. Captain Clark gives more details of the day.
Rained last night as usual and the greater part of this day. The men complete chimneys and bunks today. In the evening, a chief and four men come of the Clatsop Nation, Chief Koma Wool. I saw a mosquito, which I showed Captain Lewis. Those Indians gave is a black root they call Shanatoqui, a kind of licorice which they roast in embers and call Kulhomo, a blackberry the size of a cherry and dried which they call Shellwell, all of which they prize highly and make use of as food to live on, for which Captain Lewis gave the chief a cap of sheepskin. I, his son, Earbobs, piece of ribbon, a piece of brass, and two small fishing hooks, of which they were much pleased. Those roots and berries are grateful to our stomachs, as we have nothing to eat but poor elk meat nearly spoiled. This accident of spoiled meat is owing to warmth and repeated rains, which cause the meat to taint before we can get it from the woods. Mosquitoes troublesome. Captain William Clark, December 27, 1805.
The mosquito was more likely a crane fly. It seems a little late in the season for mosquitoes. The blackberry mentioned could have been the wild blackberry, a bramble which grows in abundance in the area. Today, restaurants in Washington and Oregon serve wild blackberry pie in season, a real treat. Tomorrow, rained as usual.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.